Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back in Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so adult contact intent will be discussed in the next segment. So lower the volume of the radios in case the kids are in the back of the van. So we need to talk about sex scenes, and we need to talk about Hollywood reopening, and what are some of the changes. Now, this whole movie industry thing with COVID has been a complete cluster because there's a lot of industries that rely on the movies. And so movie theaters, I think in my neck of the woods, were able to open again. But if we don't have any new movies coming out of Hollywood, then we have to run reruns, I guess. And not a lot of people are going to go and spend that kind of money going to a movie for a rerun that they could already get on Netflix or streaming. Then a movie needs to make a lot of money when they release. So when they want to release the 007 movie or the next Wonder Woman or the next Quiet Place, they need to have all hands on deck, all theaters on deck, to be able to put it out there. So we're going to see a little bit of a bumpy start when it comes to these movies, because if Hollywood doesn't think they're going to have a good rollout of a film, they're not going to roll it out, and they want to make sure they're going to have a good opening weekend, because they always have to boast how many millions of dollars they make opening weekend. So if you still have half the country closed down, movies aren't coming out. The thing is we need new movies for 2021, 2022. I mean, Michael Fassbender's getting older. Viggo Mortensen's getting older. All right? Denzel, I need to see these guys, you know, before they age out, you know, and then I have to start liking somebody who's younger than me, which I will never, ever do. I cannot like somebody younger than me. Well, Michael Fassbender is a little younger. Uh-oh. Yeah, but if I still lie about my age, then it's okay. So how things are going to go and work with Hollywood. So Hollywood, I think, gets to open up June 12th. To start filming again. And in order for them to open up and be able to start filming again, they had, I guess, a 22-page document that they had to show to the governor and state officials that these are rules that they're going to follow. So they're going to have actors wash their hands. Right? So Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be like, oh, I'll be back. And they're like, no, you can't wash your hands in the bathroom. You have to wash your hands here. So they're going to have to train everybody on how to wash your hands. Okay? Then there's going to be visors. Everybody has to wear visors, I guess, like producers and things like that. Didn't they used to do that in the 40s? Then there's supposed to be plexiglass between people auditioning. So if you're auditioning, you're there with a plexiglass barrier. Okay, I guess that's fine. It's, you know, is it going to do much? Maybe somebody sneezes. Then there's supposed to be compliance officers. So let's say you have somebody's kids running around the set, or you have other people starting to flirt with other people or whatever. There's supposed to be coronavirus compliance officers standing there making sure that on the set that everybody's compliant with COVID. Then they stop short of saying they're going to stop nude scenes or sex scenes, but they are going to have to either rewrite them, scrap them entirely, or have CGI take over. And CGI is computer-generated imagery. Now, I'm not very impressed with CGI. I remember I was watching Rogue One, and they had that actor come on that we remember from years ago, and I could tell it wasn't him because of the eyes. I could just tell. You know, you could just tell when somebody's not human. So that didn't, it bothered me. It kind of creeped me out. But we've been using CGI all the time for these Avenger movies, Deadpool, things like that. They use computer imagery that just, you know, or special effects, okay? Special effects. So the sex scenes are now going to have to be done using special effects. Now, this might be good and it might be bad. Okay, if they scrap the sex scenes or the nude scenes, I think a lot of us middle-aged women are going to be relieved. Okay, and now maybe it's because I'm not into the whole chick flick things. You know, I really don't like 50 Shades of Grey, and I don't really like watching movies with sex. And I mean, it helps. It's I like seeing the love story evolve, but I'd rather watch an action film. right? And I think the reason why is because what these women do in these movies, I don't think are very realistic, okay? And then my husband, or men in general, or your partner in general, has these different expectations. You know, it's interesting. I've never had a problem with my husband looking at porn. That's fine. I'm sure my husband and my sons and everybody I know, friends, they all look at porn, whatever. But I have a problem then with our expectations, okay? You know, and I don't want to be told, look, why aren't you pleasuring me in the driveway like they do in the movies? Well, because I have groceries, okay, it's hot, I've been wearing a bra for 12 hours, and I have to pee. So I want to come home, I want to pee, and no, we're not going to have driveway sex just because it was in a movie. And there's all these expectations, and then, the women are like all beautiful in these movies, okay, and their legs are shaved, or their stomach is flat, or they're tan and they don't have a tan line, or they have no freckles, or they have no whatever, and, why am I paying, $60 to go to a movie and buy popcorn for my husband to see somebody that he'll never get as long as he's married to me? Why would I do that? I'm wrecking my marriage. So if they get rid of the whole sex scenes, if they get rid of the whole love scenes, I like it. Because, give me a Die Hard series, give me Deadpool, give me Ted. I like comedies also. I really don't need to see, American Pie was on the other day. And my son, my 17-year-old wants to watch it. So he's watching it, and I'm watching it too. And it wasn't even awkward. I don't even think it was awkward because, again, it was funny. But it was hard to watch, especially my Kleenex, especially the part where, I forget who's the one that was trying to videotape him with the sexy girl he was tutoring or something, and then she takes off her clothes, and then apparently he climaxes before they start that guy. Okay, that's hard to watch. It's a scene that's kind of hard to watch. So, yeah, it made the movie. But I think movies can be just as funny and just as fine without it. Now, would a CGI sex scene be bad for those of us in marriages where we thought missionary position was like, all that was necessary? It could be. Okay, I'm seeing people like, you guys saw The Matrix? What CGI would do is make a sex scene that has people doing Matrix-type stuff. Now, that would turn any husband on, and I can't do that. I can't flip in the hair, okay? I can't do that stuff, okay? I could maybe, put my hair back and wear sunglasses. I could wear sunglasses during sex, but don't make me do something that, has a bunch of special effects and a lot of, calisthenics, okay? I'm kind of done with the whole calisthenics thing. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so let me give you guys some updates on the Las Vegas end. Las Vegas reopened. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. They opened June 4th at midnight. I think the D Casino was one of the first casinos to open. You saw crowds of people at the door. I believe Daily Mail got a picture of people about to enter. And it looked like there were close to 100. Some reports are saying there were just dozens. But it looked like in the picture close to 100. I could be wrong. Majority not wearing masks, majority not social distancing, but there was definitely excitement for that 12 a.m. open that happened, you know, on Friday, even though it was June 4th. So maybe it was Thursday night. I have to double check. Anyway, so that went well. Then me and hubby hit the casino, hit the strip on during the day on Saturday, because we had gone out the night before. We were going out that later night. So we went to the strip on Saturday, and it was very well done from a coronavirus protection standpoint. It's amazing all the things these places are doing. I find it fascinating. I went to IHOP yesterday, and you know how IHOP has all, the only reason why I go to IHOP is because I love all the syrups sitting there on the table. And so, you know, when I'm hungry and I'm waiting, I'll sit there and I'll pour it on my finger and then I'll lick my finger, you know. I mean, I won't touch it again, but, you know, I love being able to, you know, eat something sweet while waiting for my food. Like, you know, when you go to a Mexican restaurant, they'll give you chips and salsa. IHOP, it has a syrup sitting there. So COVID style, the syrups can't sit there because people can get them dirty. So they gave me pancakes, but they only gave me pancakes with regular syrup, and I almost had a heart attack. I'm like, oh my gosh, but I want the boysenberry and I want the strawberry. They got rid of the boysenberry like decades ago. I'm like, what about the butter pecan? Because I like to mix all the syrups on my pancakes. So they brought me the syrups, and they were in little baby containers. I posted a picture on my Facebook and Twitter, and it was very clean, very sterile. It didn't have the same effect of, you know, pouring syrup that's been sitting around for days with other people's germs on it. But you want to know what? It was clean and it was great and it was yummy. So it's kind of interesting to see what some of the restaurants are doing COVID style. So we went to the Venetian because we knew the Venetian would be open. And because we had already seen a video of Caesar's Palace and MGM and stuff. So we went to the Venetian, and the Venetian had free parking, of course, which is also a big, big thing. But the Venetian I love because it looks like Italy, you know, it looks like Venice, and it's very well done, very well decorated. I love all the hotels, but this one is exquisite. So we go, and it was very mellow. Not a lot. We found parking. That's the thing, too. If any of you guys have wanted to visit Vegas and you wanted to avoid the crowds, now's the time to go. So it was fantastic. We got great parking. We walked right in. We had, large areas to walk without getting bumped into and all that. In the elevators, you're supposed to have a limit to people in the elevators. There really wasn't anybody policing that, but that's fine because everybody was wearing masks. Most people that I saw wearing masks, but they were wearing masks, and then they took it off when they were in the casino. And in the casino, it was during the day, you know, and this was opening weekend, so it wasn't as busy, but there were a lot more people than I expected. Most of the craps tables and the blackjack tables were full, but full meaning 4 to 6 people, so it still was a lot less than others. In fact, I'm taking a video, and then I guess somebody, you know, smacks their lady on the butt, which, guys, we really don't like that, not all the time, especially in public. You know, we really don't want our butts smacked in public, but, you know, it still happens. People smack butts. But I think they were together, but still, you know, ladies, okay, if you don't like your guy smacking your butt in public, you know, and accidentally I got it on film because I was, like, showing everybody what's going on. But apparently it's good luck. What people do for good luck, whether they spit on the dice or whether they flip their coins or whether they smack their girl on the butt, people have certain little, I guess, lucky charms. Don't ask. They're little rituals people do. But it was, though, a little disconcerting because the stores were mostly closed. And so when you walk along the hotel, And you go to where all the stores are by the shops, but where the Caesars has the Forum shops, but the I forget what they're called in the Italian, in the Venetian, but a lot of them were still closed. And some of them were still open, and, you know, we tried to visit a couple of them, and we got ice cream and things like that, you know, because we wanted to spend money when we were there. But it was still kind of eerily quiet. And then you saw, you know, on the strip, you saw some showgirls. And you saw some showgirls running around, very, very beautiful women, but they were wearing masks. And, you know, you start to kind of look around, and I people watch. You know, me, I'm happy. I'll keep going back to the hotels. I feel very comfortable. By the way, they had hand washing stations. They had EMT section. Where they had paramedics or emergency medical technicians. They had signs, you know, talking about proper, you know, distancing and washing your hands. And, you know, you didn't really see the plexiglass. Not all casinos bought the plexiglass. That could be pretty expensive. You know, but it seemed open and airy, and you didn't feel condensed, and you didn't feel, you know, like you were going to get sick. It seemed very, but the Venetian has water and things like that, so it's really a nice open area anyway. But there really was that lack of energy. There really was that lack of flirting, that lack of sex, that lack of bedazzled and glitz. And, usually you still feel that even during the day. You know, casinos are designed where you don't know what the hell time it is, right? Because there's never a clock, and you don't know if it's daytime or nighttime. So it's supposed to make you feel like it's nighttime, you know, and you just didn't have that. You just didn't have that feel. And when I saw the, you know, people's response to, you know, the sexy looking, you know, cocktail waitresses and servers and the sexy showgirls and all that, it wasn't like it was a few months ago. You know, it's interesting. So you have a woman that's half naked. And in regular life and in other cities, you'll, like, try not to look, right? Because if they're, like, in front of you, you'll try not to look. And these women who do these showgirl, you know, things, and they get tipped for it and stuff, they're like, look. Go ahead and look. That's what we're here for. Look. And so in Vegas, you get to look. So the guys, right, you know, those guys or women, whoever, you know, are like, they'll ogle and they'll whatever, like, yeah, I want a tip, and I'll take a picture with you and, you know, whatever. And it's just something different that Vegas offers, you know, because, yeah, you like looking at the human body, you can look at the human body. That's why, you know, we had showgirls who were topless. I really didn't understand how that worked, because when I got my boobs, I'm like, how do you dance with boobs? You know, well, they didn't dance a lot. They really didn't, you know. But my concern, because I look more at economy, I don't really care if people are getting turned on. I don't really, you know, care if you know, people are, you know, I don't know, excited by seeing boobies or not. But I am kind of concerned about, are we going to still have that glitz? Are we still going to have that Sin City? Are we still going to have that sort of, you know, feeling you get when you come to Vegas? You know, showgirls and the women that do this, they're very pretty and they smile and they flirt. That's hard to do with a mask. And I wrote a little piece of this, you know, and it kind of begs the question, do you really need, you know, to see the whole face to flirt, or does the mask actually help? For somebody like me, the more my face is covered, the better. Okay? You know, I mean, I that's why I never have my hair up, you know, and I try to put on as much makeup, because if you saw my real face, you'd be like, ah. So for me, I look better with a mask. I get food in my teeth, you know, I'm sometimes, you know, I like make, you know, I bite my lip. I just, my mouth is not very attractive. So covering it up is great. And covering up my nose, I like. My eyes are kind of my better feature. So for me, masks are great. But when you look at, you know, some of these other beautiful women, it just provides a barrier. And I saw social media debating this, going, you know, this is the new Vegas. And it's not. Masks are going to go away eventually because it's too hot and people are sick of them, you know. But you don't realize how much you need, you know, when you don't have it. And so people trying to hook up on Tinder or date or meet somebody, if you're meeting somebody in a mask, before you ask them out, take them to, you know, to have them roll down their mask. Because if you don't like what you see, that, you know, that relationship might end there. I really caution anybody to hit on people wearing a mask. Because, again, you're going to be disappointed. You start to fill in the blanks. You start to imagine them being somebody who looks like Margot Robbie or whatever, and then all of a sudden the mask comes off and you're like, no, I don't like your chin, or I don't like your teeth, or I don't like your breath, or I don't like your whatever. So what I felt in Vegas was barriers. You know, Vegas is supposed to be kind of the place that people want to come to and meet people and party and you know, hook up. And there was this sense of distance. And so I don't know if that's going to work long term. I think Vegas did a great job opening weekend, and I invite you guys to come. But hopefully the whole distance thing doesn't have to be, you know, forever. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats on Capitol Hill are unveiling a new sweeping police reform package seeking to quickly respond to the outrage that swept across the country in response to George Floyd's killing in Minnesota. Democrat from California Karen Bass says the reforms are needed.
I am certain that police officers want to make sure they are trained in the best practices in policing. A profession where you have the power to kill should be a profession that requires highly trained officers who are accountable to the public.
A public viewing for George Floyd is underway in Houston. It comes ahead of a private memorial service that will take place on Tuesday. Former Vice President Joe Biden is set to meet with Floyd's family today, and President Trump participating in a law enforcement roundtable at 3 o'clock in the state dining room at the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News. Top Democrats are calling for another coronavirus relief package. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on his colleagues to pass a coronavirus stimulus package to help renters and homeowners. The New York Democrat yesterday saying that many families are still unable to make payments because of coronavirus. The bill stalled in the Senate would provide $100 billion in rent relief and $75 billion for homeowners.
Flooding, rain, and possible tornadoes are still a threat as the remains of Tropical Storm Cristobal head north from the Gulf Coast. At least 20,000 customers are without power in Louisiana and Mississippi as of Monday. This Louisiana resident says they're used to it, though.
We're a resilient city. Things happen to us and we kind of tend to bounce back, maybe better than some other places because we're just kind of used to it.
The gusty winds and weather warnings could extend as far north as Missouri. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So in town, there's a couple places that I'm going to go and visit because it stinks. It's pretty strong. Where people are getting some really, really strong hand sanitizer, and it just reeks of vodka. I mean, and for those of us who bartended or who know alcohol, there's a smell. And isopropyl alcohol, which is usually in hand sanitizers, has a different smell. And so what we believe is happening is companies are making their own hand sanitizer because for them to reopen, they need to show that they are making all these, making all these changes and providing hand sanitizer for customers and things like that. So if any of you have ever tried to buy hand sanitizer, you notice one, it was really difficult to buy at all. I still think Amazon, it's almost impossible. But then I have found some sites where like a little bitty, let me see, how much is this? Is this 12 ounces? I found something like this to be $25. $25. This used to be $3.99. I found for 8 ounces, $12. $12 for hand sanitizer. And here you are, a company trying to buy bulk, and if you can't get the hand sanitizer, what do you do? So, the World Health Organization gave us instructions on how to do it your own. But it's using isopropyl alcohol. Isopropyl alcohol is 99% alcohol. Everclear is about 95%. Vodka might only be 40%. Tequila might only be 40 to 60%. So, if somebody's making a do-it-yourself hand sanitizer, and how are they doing it? What does bootleg hand sanitizer look like? Well, the World Health Organization, and I have this for you, it's a pretty involved recipe on making your own hand sanitizer. But what a lot of people, I believe, are doing is a halfway way of doing it is they're getting hand gel. They're taking hand gel, and then they're pouring vodka into it. The problem with that is, again, it's not true hand sanitizer. And again, this might not seem like a big problem. It's like, you know, Dr. Dahlia, really, we got bigger things to worry about than, you know, bootleg hand sanitizer. No, I think this is very significant. And I only talk about significant stuff on my show because I really think this is something that is a big deal. Why? Okay, number one is, okay, you know, when people hand sanitize, they think they're sterile, which isn't always the case. Number two is it's a symptom of companies freaking out or companies having problems. If a company cannot find hand sanitizer or they can't afford these skyrocketing prices for hand sanitizer, then that shows you that we're not very economically stable. If I see a company that is reopening and these people are coming out of there smelling like vodka, meaning that company had to halfway make some hand sanitizer, we got some problems. Right? Because the whole point of reopening is customers first. We are going to put your safety first. We're going to try to protect you. We're going to okay, but that costs money. In fact, we were just talking about Hollywood. They said these changes that Hollywood have to make may actually cost them an extra 20%. Okay, well then you can bet your butt you're going to, you know, feel that at the movie theaters. I think how it works is movie theaters have to buy the movie, and then they don't make a lot of money on ticket price, but they make it on the food. So I think that's what happens. I think the movie theaters have to buy the movie so that you go there. And if AMC and other movie theaters are like, we're not buying movies right now, then, you know, Hollywood has issues. But if I hear that a company is kind of making bootleg hand sanitizer, to me, that's kind of significant. And so I'm very, very concerned that we have companies in dire trouble if they have to turn to vodka. Mind you, I mean, I think a lot of us have turned to vodka anyway. We forgot somebody saying that he's turning to vodka. Oh, hold on a second. All right. So anyway, back to this. So now, what about jobs? And what about how do you... Oh, my gosh. Sorry, guys. There we go. We're back. Okay, sorry about that. What about if you have a protest arrest? So it's very, very interesting because some medical students that I've worked with have wanted to be a part of the protests. And they were worried about what it would look like on their resume. Now, again, us having peaceful protests is our God-given right. It's our constitutional right. And so I think protesting is a beautiful thing. The problem is if you get herded into a group that ends up getting arrested. How serious is a protest arrest? Well, it all depends what job you're going into. If you're a medical student, that can be pretty serious because for licensing and, you know, for insurance and things like that, and or for hospital privileges, having a crime on your record could sometimes be detrimental. For others, it's really, what did you do? And during the interview, you tell them what you did, and they're like, I'm with you, you're fine, no big deal, you got the job. So it's really hard to say if if you're protesting and you're doing a peaceful protest and you get arrested for that, if that's going to hurt you. You would think it shouldn't. And in fact, in a lot of states, they have legislation that actually prevents your employer from putting that on the application, where they can't ask if you've had a prior criminal offense, a misdemeanor, a felony, and some legislation even kind of prevents it being asked in the interview. However, for most places, you can be asked in the interview if you've ever committed a crime. Now, why? I mean, why would it be a big deal? Okay, why would anybody not hire you if you went to a protest and you got arrested? Well, one is, you know, it could depend on how the employer feels about the situation. You know, they might really like, you know, police officers, and they might, you know, interpret your being at the protest as being anti-police, which, again, is something we need to fix. Okay, there's a bunch of people out there that do appreciate the police. There's a bunch of people that there's... Unfortunately, it looks black and white and one way or the other, and it isn't. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of blending in terms of, you know, what people stand for when it comes to that. But for some, they may look at as, you know, well, you know, did you loot? Did you riot? They're like, no, I was just there protesting. They're like, well, how do we know you weren't one of the people that, you know, supported a business being destroyed or whatever? And so have a good explanation. You know, say, look, this is what I did. Here were pictures of me. I was, you know, and then why were you arrested? You could have an answer for that if you're in a state where they're allowed to ask. But here's the advice I want to give you guys. There's a way to get small crimes cleared of the record. You could get them expunged. Now, I'm not an attorney. You might want to get legal representation or somebody to help you do this. But many states, especially California, offer you means on how to get that expunged from your record. So if you do have something small, it might be able to, you know, get expunged. I even hear certain big things can be, too. And then if it is expunged, hopefully it isn't on your background check. But if you do an assault or rape or that is going to be on your criminal record, and that will haunt you. So what I recommend to anybody is, you know, don't get arrested. Same thing with smelling of alcohol from hand sanitizer. You know, people are like, oh, my gosh, am I going to get a DUI because I smell of vodka? Okay, well, you know, don't break any traffic laws. Don't speed. If you use hand sanitizer, you can't wash it off, and you think you smell alcohol, as long as you didn't drink and you're unintoxicated, still follow the rules. If you get pulled over, they could do a breathalyzer test and see if you have alcohol on your breath. But if it's hand sanitizer, they could smell your hands, and maybe you could talk your way out of it. But try not to break the law. If you don't break the law, that's always the best. Okay? That's always the easiest. But if something does happen or you got carried away, yeah, something like that could unfortunately haunt you. Hopefully you find a employer who's okay with it, understands maybe he was arrested too, and, you know, people, they'll not be concerned. But unfortunately for many other jobs out there, if you do have employees that may have an arrest or some sort of criminal record, that might prevent that employer from getting insurance. So you might have an employer, cool as hell, say, look, you know, whatever, I don't care, I was young once too, but if there's certain things that would impede that company from being able to do what they need to do, that could be an issue, and you might not be as attractive an applicant as somebody else that doesn't have the arrest. So again, try not to get arrested. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlih.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Congress has now unveiled a bill called the Justice in Policing Act. Apparently, top Democrats in the House and Senate have unveiled far-reaching legislation to overhaul policing in the United States. As we see protests over excessive force by law enforcement against African Americans and, you know, in the aftermath of George Floyd. Killed during his arrest by Derek Chauvin, a former Minneapolis police officer. So the bill is going to ban chokeholds and the type of chokeholds that Derek Chauvin had used on George Floyd last month. They are also going to ban no-knock warrants in drug cases, as what had happened with the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor in Louisville, Kentucky. Now, this is according to a House Democratic aide and a bill summary obtained by NBC News. Now, the legislation already has 200 Democratic co-sponsors in the House and the Senate, and it would require local police departments to send data on the use of force to the federal government and create a grant program that would allow state attorney generals to create an independent process to investigate misconduct or excessive use of force. This is a five-page summary of the bill. Further, the bill, they said, would make it easier for people to recover damages when police departments violate their civil rights, and for the first time, would make lynching a federal hate crime. So according to Nancy Pelosi, she said, the martyrdom of George Floyd gave the American experience a moment of national anguish as we grieve for the black Americans killed by police brutality today, she said in a news conference. This moment of national anguish is being transformed into a movement of national action as Americans from across the country peacefully protest to demand an end of injustice. So in the coming weeks, the House is going to hold hearings, a markup and a vote on the legislation. Democratic leaders expressed confidence that it would pass the House. Pelosi hopes that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell would swiftly take it up. Now, the measure obviously does not discuss defunding police departments. The bill will not shrink police departments. The legislation also would not provide new funding, though, to police departments to implement proposed reforms. So, basically, what's happening is the police now have to reform. And they have to use more caution, which I think a lot of people would agree on when it comes to excessive force. The problem is, and again, this is such, it's such a difficult topic, obviously, is this is very, very similar to what happened with medicine, where, you know, doctors and, you know, being able to be sued for, you know, any little thing, whether it was a scar or whatever. What ended up happening with a lot of doctors? They were like, I'm out. If you're telling me that whatever I do to help save you is going to come back to haunt me, then, you know, I'm going to find a different career. I don't have to put myself at risk. You know, and so I'm a little concerned if that might happen in terms of police. And again, I don't want excessive force. I don't want people dying that don't need to die. But, you know, we have some, you know, bad, unfortunate, you know, criminals out there. And when something happens, you go to the police. And the reason why many of us have guns and, you know, ammo and all that is because we don't think that the police will be able to be there. Not with all the new changes. They might get defunded. They might get, you know, they might, you know, resign, be fired. And new young police officers are probably looking at this going, say what? You know, we were really worried in the aftermath of Obamacare that, you know, we wouldn't have doctors that wanted to choose for medicine. Luckily, that changed. You know, people forgot, and they're like, well, you know, you can still get a good job, or you can still, a lot of people are still thinking to themselves now. I mean, we have much less people wanting to become physicians now. Same thing with police force. You know, how are we going to attract people to, you know, want to join the police force with all this? And, you know, when you have to, you know, stop and, you know, turn on the camera and although, you know, that's another thing. They probably have to have the body cams on all the time. I'm not sure how that would work. But, you know, when you know you're going to be on camera, you're going to be second guessing yourself. And sometimes you need instinct. You know, I mean, when it's life or death, you know, and you're supposed to turn a corner of a building and somebody could be there ready to shoot you. I mean, you know, we kind of forgot for a second. All these murders that were happening where cops were getting shot on the job, where just a basic traffic violation, somebody would get pulled over, they would go over, they would, you know, walk up to the car, it would be a bright sunny day, and they got shot. Vegas, we had two police officers gunned down while they were eating pizza for lunch. What the hell? So, you know, you're in a job where as soon as you put that badge on, that uniform on, you are a target. And I get many people believe that they feel they're a target because of their skin color and race and creed, et cetera. And so, like I said, this is not an easy topic to have. This is not an easy conversation. Nobody should be getting shot that, you know, or killed that shouldn't be. But, we need to be very, very careful about these reforms. And these, you know, these, you know, steps we're taking where, okay, you know, you can't do that. Basically, what these reforms are going to start doing is telling cops to not shoot. or, you know, to not use excessive force, etc. But then how many cops are going to want to not fight back? And I'm not saying that's what happened to George Floyd. That's different. This is something completely different. But, you know, if this always seems to happen, you know, a cop thinks somebody is pulling something out of their pocket. It looks like they're pulling something out. It looks like a gun. And then it ends up being a cell phone. Or it ends up being, and the funny thing is cell phones are square. They don't look like a gun. However, in a shadow, in terms of it fitting in a hand, you know, they have these things called girl guns, which I can't stand that they're called girl guns, because my type of gun is an AR-15, I mean, a larger gun. But these guns, they fit in the palm of your hand, very similar to these cell phones. How the heck is a cop supposed to know when it's dark? And when I think there's this growing trend of people saying, well, you know what, the cops should wait first, be sure, put their life on the line first. I don't know if that's realistic. Even if a cop swears to do that, I will only wait until I actually see the barrel of the gun, you know, facing towards me, then will I shoot. You cannot promise that when somebody looks like they're about to attack you. You know, they were talking about how, officers need to, shoot at non-fatal places of the body and all that. And they showed this video of this woman. It was a woman who was lunging at an officer with a knife. And it was fast. I mean, lunges are fast. And somehow he was able to shoot her first. I mean, his gun was in his holster, and she is lunging. And with that speed, he was able to save his life by shooting at her. But I believe he killed her. There's no time to stop and figure out where the major arteries are. And, I mean, you need to, my guess is he didn't have time to aim. So, you know, what are we asking our cops to do? Are we asking our cops to let themselves get killed? No, we're asking our cops to not kill, not use excessive force. But, you know, it's not that cops wake up every day going, I'm going to, try to find somebody to kill. Maybe there are idiots out there, but that's not what the majority of cops are doing. So, people are waiting for Joe Biden to speak up on this, which is going to be kind of very interesting because he has to make sure he doesn't say the wrong thing. But, Steve Scalise, who's the House Minority Whip, who, remember, was shot while playing at a charity softball tournament, is calling on Joe Biden to, show his position. He said, you're even seeing on the left the debate where the mayor of New York City and the governor of New York are avoiding the issue. He said Joe Biden is trying to play both ends of this. If Joe Biden is going to be the next president, for some of you, you're saying, God forbid. For others, you're saying, please. Where is his stand on this? 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.